Steve and Jill here.
Hello.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about why Land Academy members don't give up. Here's a hint. Nothing's going to stop us. And I don't mean to be sappy or, you know, motivational here. It's just the case. I mean, people who are entrepreneurs in general, I just watched a whole thing of the anatomy of an entrepreneur on Netflix, and it had nothing to do with real estate and everything to do with people coming from third world countries who couldn't speak English and just insurmountable odds to overcome. And they just didn't stop. They did not stop for anything. So I believe after now having two sets of annual live events and actually meeting our members after talking to them and interacting on the online, it's the same thing. Mm. So no virus is going to stop. Most of the successful people in our group aren't stopped by this. They're encouraged. And that's really what this show's about. I hope Jill's got some stuff to say too.
Speaking of our third live event coming up in October 2020, I'm getting more excited about it. I bet we all are too. Like, oh, I want to get on a plane. I want to see people that I know and I like. I'm going to walk up and hug everybody because I can't do that right now.
I'm going to grab a water bottle and drink it and put my lips on the plastic.
Okay.
Without getting a disease.
Oh, you like want to share a bottle?
I don't want to share anything. I just want to have a normal life.
Okay. You know what I do hope? Here's what I hope that doesn't go away post virus. We have our own bar, so we don't take advantage of it, but I think it's just cool though. All the to-go alcohol that you can get is pretty darn awesome now.
We gotta test that.
We should. Maybe tonight for dinner.
I think that's great.
That's good. I'd like to order something crazy. Like, I'm gonna get a martini, a lemon drop martini, please, and a burger to go.
In a 7-Eleven, 46-ounce cup.
That's great. Love it. Okay.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Cool. Oh, it is the Daniel. I saw the name here and it's Daniel. And I'm like, I hope it's the Daniel that I think it is, who his last name starts with an H. And I like see all the time in social media. And you were posting some good stuff when we were on the boat last week. So it was really cute. Thank you, Daniel H. So Daniel says, get the mailers out. So that must be the title here of the thread. Interest for my properties has been incredible. Thankfully, don't buy into the panic.
Yep.
It's incredulous how half of America is shutting down, but my thoughts are what Stephen and Jill have taught. Get those offers in the mail. I call it faith. I just got my next campaign started yesterday, thanks to Aaron Belt and Offers to Owners. Yay.
Aaron is the manager, line manager for Offers to Owners.
Mm-hmm. AARON. So, and it goes out this Friday. Bring it. It said, P.S. I work in medicine, so be aware, be cautious, but please don't be a lemming and run over the cliff. Panic makes multi-billions for the powers that be. Wow. Toilet paper until 2027, anyone? What did Winston Churchill say? Never waste a good crisis. Relax, take a deep breath, work on your next campaign. I just got 10% off on mine. How good. Keep the faith, Daniel H. Thank you, Daniel.
So there wasn't a question in there, but I chose to put that in this because I believe every single word of that.
I do too.
You know, and again, this isn't some positive self-help, you know. That's not what this is. This is reality.
Mm-hmm.
You can't cower in an environment like this. If you cower, you know, then
nothing
this isn't for you.
That.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
No matter what's going on, you just can't.
Right.
So
today's topic, why Land Academy members don't give up. This is the meat of the show. What do you think, Jill? I know why.
Well, I have 3 points.
Let's hear it.
One of the reasons I think that they don't give up is because they are all independently and successfully small business owners. It might be a husband and wife company. You know, there might be two of them and that's it. Or it might be a sole person. It might be a company of one. And that's okay too. But they are used to thinking like a small business owner. And if you have owned any business for yourself, you know there's a whole lot that goes into it. You don't just put a website up one day and say, "Oh, here we go." Or you don't rent an office space and get some business cards and put a desk in and go, "Here we go." where are the customers going to come from? How are they going to pay? What's going to happen with my taxes? I got to pay these bills. I've got to hire this person, whatever it is. I got to get the products. I got to post the products. I mean, there's so much that go into it that because they already have that experience and they are smart about stuff, this is just one little hiccup for them, you know, or it could be, it's not a little hiccup. I don't want to minimize it, but they're used to overcoming obstacles of any size, some that we've seen that seem unsurmountable, and they come out on the other side. Do you want me to go through my three?
Well, every entrepreneur, eventually, yeah.
That's Stephen's way of patting me on the head saying, that's good, Jill. Down, girl.
That gets me thinking.
Uh-oh.
That's something else.
No.
Uh-oh. Every single entrepreneur or anybody in this group, whether you're in this group or not, but if you have a real estate investment company of any size and you're doing it full time, one of two things happen. You had a moment, which I'm going to describe here in a second, where you're sitting at your desk with your regular job, you've done a bunch of deals, maybe you've done 100 deals, maybe you've done 500, maybe you've done 3, and you have this moment where you say, man, this job is in my way. If I was at home right now, setting up this, and this, because I know it needs to get done, I would make probably 10 times the money that I'm making from a salary at this stupid job. And so you make good on that thought to yourself, and at some point, you go do it. Well, guess what? You're stuck at home now. You're at home. It's not a bad thing.
Right.
You're stuck at home. You can't go to work. They won't let you. You can send out mail. You can get your whole whole investment company started if you haven't already. The second reason that people get it, that's a choice. You know, so you made a choice. The other one is you don't have a choice. You get laid off or you get fired or whatever. And so we've had multiple cases, personal cases with names attached, where they send us long, you know, thank you notes about why, hey, I got laid off. I was a Land Academy member in the dark, and I made it work. I had no choice. Mm-hmm. In both cases, everybody got sent home, mm-hmm. and they were forced to do this, and it made it work. So,
and several never went back by choice.
So
because it worked.
Is being sent home.
Yeah.
This the title of this is why Land Academy members don't give up. Being sent home and told you have to work from home, and you know that's like. This is a dream come true. And the real estate market's falling apart. So the number of people who are gonna call me back on the mailers that I send out is gonna be higher, not lower. That leaves really one challenge, selling property in a down market. Well, I'm buying it for 20% or 10% now of what it's worth. Okay, I can handle this. Mm-hmm. There's nothing to discuss here, in my
exactly.
opinion. Thank you, go ahead.
What the heck? You drop the mic and I have to walk up and pick the mic up and go, and for those of you who weren't sure, the restrooms are on the back.
Oh, Jill.
I'm just kidding.
I mean, this is just such a, you know, I hate when people say no-brainer. I'm going to say it. This is a no-brainer.
Well, there will be an intermission.
Really, what I said was not that spectacular.
I know. I think too, honestly, because everything you said and everything I said, plus we somehow, I don't know if it's us and we have attracted the right people,
yes,
and you're
like-minded,
but one of the things that I've noticed we all have in common is we're not afraid of self-motivating ourselves, and to levels I can't even keep up with. Some of our members, the dedication and the motivation that they have to, you know, stop socializing and cut back on sleep and, you know, eat what they need to so they can really get this second business up and going so it could take over the first business is amazing to me. So I know that this group won't take anything lying down. And they're like, fine, all right, I'm going to work a little harder. Oh, I guess I get up at 4 tomorrow instead of 5. I'm going to figure this out. And they do.
I think we've said all we can say here. A stupid little worldwide virus that is causing real estate values to go down isn't going to stop anybody worth their salt as a real estate investor. Yeah. And if it is stopping you, you know, that's your problem. Really. I just read a whole, I took a class, an online class, I paid for it, about writing. You know, we don't talk about writing ever. I don't know why, we probably should. So everything we do is written, like these scripts are written. It doesn't look like it, but they are. These programs, that educational programs that Jill and I put together are written. All the live events on online and in person are written. So I said, you know, I could become a better writer. So I took a class, and in the first 30 seconds, the woman said, what's the biggest reason people fail at writing? What do you think? Take a guess.
They don't do it. They don't get up and push themselves to do it.
They get interrupted.
Yeah.
Interrupted by their kids, interrupted by their spouse, interrupted by their stupid career, because they actually interrupted their whole life because they bought a house and they have a mortgage, and on, and create problems for themselves. True. So they don't have to write, or they can't.
Fair. I believe that to be true.
That's the mic drop.
Thank you. Happy you could join us today. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, you can find us here on the Land Academy Show. Tuesdays and Thursdays, we are on the House Academy Show.
Tomorrow on the House Academy Show, the episode is called Buy One of 10 SR Opportunities During These Virus Times. What the hell does that mean, Steve? Here's what it means. Well,
SFR opportunities?
Buy one of 10 SFR opportunities, okay, during these virus times. This is the meat of the show. No, this is why you're listening. No.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. By the way, when he said, this is the after show now. When he said this is scripted, it's not obviously word for word scripted, because it would be much better than what you're hearing, yeah, now. No. We have topic, and then
we have guidelines.
Yeah, we have like the topic. That's really kind of all that's there. Clearly, you can tell.
Your job. Well, the show tomorrow is, even though the title is awful, I don't know who wrote that.
I know.
What it means is.
Not me.
When you send a bunch of mail out during good times, you get some responses and you pick the best one. Now, you send a bunch of mail out, same amount of mail that you always sent out, but you get a lot more response, and you're picking the absolute one you can't fail on.
It's so good.
It's a positive, super positive thing.
The Land Academy Show remains commercial free for you, our loyal listener. So wherever you're watching, wherever you're listening, please subscribe and rate us there. We are Steve and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.